Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Costella Jr., the president and CEO of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And here on our show today, I'll be bringing in some guests from the community, starting out with the Poughkeepsie Galleria marketing director, Katie McCullough, along with Spiro Gouras, and he is the head of school for Poughkeepsie Day School. But before we get to our guests, I want to tell you about some great events to get yourself involved in the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Just around the corner, January the 21st, the Hudson Valley Young Professionals will host an Unwind networking event. This event is an open networking to anyone in the general public that would like to network amongst the Hudson Valley Young Professionals. The January Contact Breakfast is sponsored by Emery and Webb Insurance and PKF O'Connor Davies. This is an update on what's happening at the Chamber of Commerce, but also where we're going in the future, along with a presentation from the Executive Director of the Workforce Investment Board, Dr. Louise McLaughlin. And then we have a not-for-profit seminar immediately following the contact breakfast, rolling right into the Hudson Valley Women's Leadership Alliance networking event on January the 29th. Master your membership, Cosmo DeBrizzi celebrity server dinner, and so much more. Find all this info right on our website, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we'll be joined by the Poughkeepsie Gallery. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costella Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from the Poughkeepsie Galleria, it's Katie or Catherine McCullough, our marketing director for the Poughkeepsie Galleria. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, Katie, tell us what it is that you do day in and day out for the Poughkeepsie Galleria.
So every day looks a little different, but to summarize, I do event planning for the center. I do all social media and website. That's kind of the short version.
Let's take the opportunity. Tell our listeners about the Poughkeepsie Galleria. You're the marketing director. Let's bring them in.
All right. The Poughkeepsie Galleria, it's a 1.2 million square foot shopping center. We eat, we play, we shop there. You have your restaurants, your fun things like Build-A-Bear and Regal, and you have your favorite stores like Macy's, Target, American Eagle. There's over 120 stores at our center, and it's awesome.
So a lot of stores that are in there are anchor stores, mm-hmm. but you also have stores that are well-branded, well-known stores that folks would certainly recognize mm-hmm. on a national scale or even a global scale for that matter. But then you have a lot of small mom-and-pop businesses
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to go through the gamut and tell our listeners about some of the stores that you have in the mall.
Mm-hmm. About the smaller mom-and-pop shops?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. So, yeah, we got our anchors. We have Target. We have Macy's. Bounces Upstairs. That's one of our big ones. We have Best Buy, H&M, Dick's Sporting Goods. We have our more national brands that are on the smaller size, like Bath & Body Works, Yankee Candle, Pandora, Kay, Zales, American Eagle, Hollister, Aeropostale, just everything you need for a shopping day. And then we have a lot of our smaller mom-and-pop shops. We have a Mexican bakery that just opened this year, their second location. They're fantastic. If you like Mexican sweetbread, it's the place to go, or tamales. We have Hudson Valley Rec Room, which also just opened recently. They're pretty cool. It's like a rage room. You go in, you smash some stuff. Justin's the owner there. He's great.
We just had Justin on our show a few
yeah,
weeks ago.
He's awesome.
What a great concept to
uh-huh.
be able to go in and have a stress reliever. A great team building thing,
yes,
too.
Yes, for sure.
He spoke very highly about being in the mall and the traffic. The
oh, business awesome.
That he's already seen there in that location. So really neat asset to have here in mm-hmm. Dutchess County in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of great businesses all across the spectrum. You had mentioned some of the anchor stores, one of which is Bounce, another locally owned store. What is Bounce?
So Bounce, the short is, it's a trampoline park, but there's a lot going on in Bounce. There's laser tag, there's golf simulator, there's a bar in there, there's a mini golf, pickleball, a giant course for kids and adults to run around in, roller skating. They have everything.
Yeah, it's a fun park, if you will. All indoors. Quite a large facility as well.
Yes.
As we mentioned, it is an anchor there. In the indoor golf simulation is spectacular.
Yes, so cool.
I've utilized those a couple times, and I'm not a golfer, but I was very impressed with the technology. And also, there's a bar in there, which is quite nice. There's a full setup with beer and wine. They also have laser tag in there, as you mentioned, the pickleball, the Bounce facility, and so on. Great place for parties and events.
Yes.
Keep the kids out of your house from destroying it. and a facility that could be used for both adults and kids, should I mention. So talking about events, that's one of the things that you're known for in your role as marketing director. Talk about some of the events that you put together throughout the course of the year at the mall.
So throughout the year, we have a bunch of events. In January, we had a wing eating contest. We also ended up having a pizza eating contest in December and a taco eating contest in May. So those are really cool. That's with Famous Food Events. We have Tykes Tuesday in the summer. That's every Tuesday during July and August. We have free events for kids 12 and under, but everyone's welcome.
What do they entail? What are some of those events like?
So one day we had 100 free admission tickets to Bounce. We had the great Charlene come and do magic and make balloon animals for every kid. We had BB the Clown come. She's a whole lot of fun. Hudson Valley's best karate sample class come, and they bring all the mats and the kids get to try all the tricks with the staff there. Just a lot of things that are really great for kids of all ages to engage with mentally and physically, which is fun. We also have the Easter Bunny and Santa who come every year. So part of my job is to do the Santa set and the Easter set. So I pick where it is. I pick all the decorations. We work with a company who brings us our bunny, brings us our Santa, and they do the photos, and it's a great time for everyone.
So you're planning events all throughout the year. I know that I was in there during the holiday season. You also had a train running through the mall.
Yes,
what's
the
plans with the train?
So the train, right now, they're with us at least till April, but we think they're going to be there a little longer. They're super fun. It's only $5 a ticket for kids and adults. And you get to take a little ride around the center, and you get to wave, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, hi, and it's so cute, and all the kids love it, and everyone loves it. And the train blows smoke and makes noise, and it's super fun.
And it's completely safe, folks.
Yes, completely safe. It's not even 3 miles an hour. It's good.
I loved it. My son was over the moon when he saw it. He's seven, so he's big into trains, and the moment he saw that, okay, got to take a ride, Dad.
Yes, yes.
So completely understand why it's a nice addition to the mall.
iHeartMedia
of the Hudson Valley, you have a great partnership with them. They are consistently doing events there at the Poughkeepsie Galleria throughout the year. Talk a little about some of those partnerships. And
love Chris and Felicia. Shout out them. They're the best. The whole street team, Declan, Mikey, everyone, they're all fantastic. They hold a lot of events at our center, mostly in Center Court. They have a pay less for the dress event where they collect old prom dresses from people, and then they sell them for like $7 or $14, something super cheap to those who need a prom dress. They do gifts for golden and toy drives, which are drives for kids and senior citizens. Super great. At any time we have an event and we're like, I need music, they're like, okay, I'll come. They're super great, which is super fun.
It brings energy and life.
Yes.
And there's always something going on. That's what I love about the Galleria. There isn't a dead time of year there.
We have all our
events there. And I should mention Job Fair. We have a Job Fair there in February. We also held an expo there in May. It might be a little bit later this year, now that I think about it. The Job Fair might roll into March this year. I don't think we had availability in February. So check our calendar on our website. Don't hold me to it. I'm going by memory here. But if you check out our website, dcrcoc.org, you can look at our events calendar. But we do host host a job fair at the Poughkeepsie Galleria annually. Always very well attended event. I'm always surprised, not only the throughput at the mall whenever we do an expo there or a job fair, the amount of people coming through, but also the amount of people we're able to attract to the mall relative to other locations where we hold it. We held it all over Dutchess County because it's ease of access, of course, and we want to be on a bus line. But that seems to be Central County, if you will.
Yes.
Obviously, having something in downtown Poughkeepsie is always a big plus because you're serving a community that doesn't have necessarily transportation access as other parts of the county may have. But we do get a different audience when we go to the Poughkeepsie Galleria when we host events there. Our job fair typically will bring in 500-600 people, and those are people that are coming into the mall, and they're not only there for the job fair, but I also see them walking around with bags afterwards, and the same thing with our expo. They're shopping. So having an event there in the mall is something that I think a lot of organizations should consider doing, partnering with the mall, because obviously having all the anchors in the stores and being a retail center that it is has great value, but also the value of the built-in audience that you have is tremendous. And hosting events there in center court or otherwise, the way we do our tabling throughout the mall is tremendously valuable and a great partnership, might I mention. So I want you to talk about how that all works for a moment. You know, are you open to partnerships with community organizations in the community, such as non-for-profits, for example, and so on?
Yes, absolutely. So I was actually thinking about saying this too. One of the things we do with nonprofits is we have our community room, which is located off the food court in the hallway before you get to the mall office. It's completely free for nonprofits. We have over 30 or 40 groups that participated in 2025 that used our room or tabled somewhere. And because they're nonprofits and it's a community-based event, it is completely free for those nonprofits to use, as well as tabling.
Yeah.
We hold blood drives with New York Blood Center and the Red Cross. I always confuse them together.
And I've given to both, and I have been to both of those blood drives, actually. So
we usually have 3 to 5 a month between the two of them in our community room. So that's really great. Just we love nonprofits. We love partnering with the community. Feel free to reach out.
And it's a great location. Speaking of reaching out, that's a great segue to have you give your contact information out there for any of our listeners that might be interested in partnering with the Poughkeepsie Galleria, perhaps utilizing the community room. As I mentioned, a great center. It's off the food court. For those of you that may not be familiar with it, there's a game center there in the hallway down towards the bathrooms, the best way to describe it. And there is a nice community center in there. We've used it for our business education seminars and educational seminars for our not for profit committees. All the committees of the chamber over the years have utilized that space, and it works extremely well because of the location. So for our listeners who may be just tuning in, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and I have on the show today Katie McCullough. She's the marketing director with the Poughkeepsie Galleria. And Katie, I just wanted you to take the opportunity to put your contact information for our listeners out there.
Yes, of course. So the best way to reach me would be by phone. That is the center's number with the extension. So that's 845-297-7600, extension 116.
And how about the website for the Galleria?
Yep, that is PoughkeepsieGalleriaMall.com. And there's a contact us button that you can type in, and I'll get your email.
PoughkeepsieGalleriaMall.com. That's PoughkeepsieGalleriaMall.com. Check them out online. PoughkeepsieGalleriaMall.com. There's all types of events. They have a full events calendar. There's opportunities if you are in business and you're looking for a retail center. They also have opportunities to be a kiosk in the mall. There's so many great, unique opportunities that they can create for you. Reach out to Katie. She'd be more than happy to talk to you. Advertising opportunities, I know throughout the mall, whether you're a business or a not-for-profit organization, you're looking to get the word out about anything going on in the community. I know you have advertising opportunities
absolutely.
Well, not only on the kiosks, the digital kiosks that you have, but also with some hanging banners throughout the mall. And you also have individuals that work specifically just on those sales.
Yes.
So you have a sales department over there. Are you comfortable with giving their contact information out?
Jim Garrity. His email would be jamesgarrity@pyramidmg.com.
That's jamesgarrity@pyramidmg.com. And if you have any more questions about the Poughkeepsie Galleria and you want to find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, simply visit dcrcoc.com. org. Go to our business directory, put in Poughkeepsie Galleria. They will be the first to come up. Katie, thank you so much for coming in and being with our listeners here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, we have to take a quick break here on the show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by another great community guest. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, it's the head of school for the Poughkeepsie Day School, Spiro Gouras. Spiro, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I do want our listeners to know about you and about Poughkeepsie Day School. You have a tremendous background. When you were here last, I recall that you speak four different languages.
Three. Let's not exaggerate here.
English
three
is one of them.
No, English,
Italian, Spanish, and Greek.
Italian, just a little up from teaching at an Italian school down in the city for a while. But I'm not going to count that. Like, I'm not quadrilingual.
The fact that you speak all these different languages brings a whole different, and have the culture, brings a whole different light to the role that you're in. I want you to talk about Poughkeepsie Day School and its history first. Tell our listeners about the school and its history.
Sure, and somehow I think it does work for us to segue from languages and global thinking into the school. Poughkeepsie Day School, as some of you listeners might know, has been around for 90-something years. 1934 is when we started. I was definitely not around then, but a lot of the ideas that we carry through since then are constants. So it was started by Vassar faculty who wanted more whole child education for their children that involved ambitious academics, but a progressive skill set and mindset in the school. And I came on board about 4 years ago, initially as the assistant head of school. And I've been head of school at PDS for, this is my third year now.
So you're talking about the progressive mindset. Talk a little bit about that and the values and what has carried forward over all of these years. I know a lot's changed.
Well, I'm very lucky in terms of all this transition the school has been through. We still have a couple of employees who've been with the school for decades. And what I hear from them is that even though the school has changed so much from not being international baccalaureate to being a candidate school, from having being a bigger school to a smaller school and a growing school now, that kind of whole child approach that I alluded to earlier, where we're having in a structured way, the children and their understanding is guiding how we teach. So we keep the bar really high, as most teachers around the world do. I hope they do. The way we teach things is going to be different. So there's a difference between, you know, I respect and love all teaching approaches. We're talking Waldorf schools, Montessori schools, right? In a school like PDS, we are all going to get from point A to point B, but that's not going to look the same for every child. So if you walk into a classroom at PDS, if all the kids are working on, let's say, division between the 7 and 9, you know, times tables, right, related facts, one child's going to be doing manipulative work because they're leading into their writing work with that, and they're practicing for their assessment that way. Another child maybe is making and practicing flashcards. Another child is, maybe they are more of a calculation person who wants to work off of a worksheet. That's maybe using like a Singapore math model like we use. We're all getting those skills that we need, but it's not going to look the same for everyone as it doesn't in the world out there.
I want you to take the opportunity and tell our listeners about what was lacking when you came to the school and what you brought to the school, because I think that was something that really hit home to me when you and I spoke previously.
I'm not going to use the word lacking, because I think that I've worked with a lot of progressive schools over the years, and it's interesting how some progressive schools are resistant to change. I mean, progress and change are synonyms, right? So we have to constantly be evolving. I think the opportunity that I saw when I came to PDS was, wow, look at this incredible legacy the school carries. I remember even when my husband and I were looking at houses, you know, the realtor talking about how important the school was and is to this area. So I saw an opportunity to take that legacy and to carry it through into what the future citizens of the world need, right? Which is where something like becoming an international baccalaureate came in. Essentially, the IB is a collection of 6,000 plus schools around the world. Most of them are quite high performing schools academically. But the common thread is a commitment to creating global thinkers and problem solvers. We know the world is very complicated. Right now it has been. Actually, it's always been complicated, but you know, we could debate about whether or not it's more complicated than it used to be. But regardless of that, we need to get our kids ready for what lays ahead. So the IB is a commitment to do that. All IB schools follow a global-minded framework, which sets kids up to be to follow traits of a learner profile. It's almost like what some educators call like the portrait of a graduate, right? So you've got to be inquisitive, knowledgeable, caring, learn to be a risk taker appropriately, be principled. And so we've taken those kind of global goals, global minded goals, and combined them with what we already have done at the school for decades. An example of that is how, you know, you hear that expression, what is it? Think globally, act locally, right? Mm-hmm. So PDS has always acted locally and in many ways acted globally as well. But in terms of that systems thinking, when you try to get a child to learn a skill in the classroom and apply it elsewhere, being an IB school helps us to truly connect with people around the world and see what similar things are happening in other places.
So I want to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
And tell our listeners who you serve. Who's your target audience? Who's going to Poughkeepsie Day School? And what are the grades in Poughkeepsie Day School that you serve as well?
So it's hard to sort of say, like, you know, who the school is for. I mean, sure. essentially like a child at PDS, if we're meeting a family at one of our admissions events, you know, we're looking for kids who are curious and creative, right? Curiosity is essential, especially to project-based learning. Mm-hmm. Students need challenges, right? Like really sort of kids who either already think outside the box or who would benefit from learning outside the box. I can't think of any kid who wouldn't benefit from that. Definitely people who benefit from small, responsive classrooms. You're not going to see a class of 30 kids at PDS. Even as our enrollment grows, you won't see that. And then it's more than just a school, like the family comes to the school. So you see, there's a constant communication and a sort of team approach to teaching the child. So parents and teachers communicate on a regular basis. We do a thing twice a year called the family conference that takes parent-teacher conference and elevates it so that the whole family is involved in goal setting. That is led by the child from kindergarten. I know it sounds really outside the box, but we have kindergartners who run their conference, who share their goals, a plan to make those goals happen. Just today, our grade 1-2 classroom was engaging in setting up SMART goals for themselves, which you hear in the corporate world about like measurable goals, right? And time sensitive goals. I told the teacher, I said, well, you're doing like corporate boardroom stuff over there. She's like, yeah, they're learning about how to monitor their own thinking. As far as our student body, we are a deeply diverse community, both like racially, socioeconomically, in terms of learning diversity as well. I would say right now about 60% of our students receive some sort of financial assistance. So we try to make it within reach for families who are mission consistent, who really want to be part of our community. And I would say, you know, probably about a third of our students have learning plans. Even though we serve many different kinds of learners, children who do need additional help do receive some services through the Arlington District, since we're a part of Arlington.
From what I remember of Poughkeepsie Day School's reputation going back to when I was very young, the reputation that I remember was that of a national, if not international scale, people sending their families here from very high net worth, very well known, and even folks that moved their families here so their children could go to Poughkeepsie Day School. Mm-hmm. That's the Poughkeepsie Day School that I think of. That still stands true today. I want you to talk about that reputation a little bit.
Well, as the demographics of the area have changed so dramatically over the past, you know, decade or two, especially with COVID, so many families from the city coming up, we're seeing a lot of people come to tours who don't know the school the way locals might because they moved here, you know, in the past few years. But we are seeing that it's sort of like a remaking a reputation because the population has changed so much. So those of us who are at the school know our legacy, our alums know our legacy. And in terms of people's respect for the school, what we do, what we want to build, I love a reputation and I love that, you know, local people know about it and respect us so much. But sometimes I wonder about how that aligns with our mission truly. I'll give you an example. So I've talked to some people locally who have said, I grew up in the area and we always saw Poughkeepsie Day School as this school at the edge of Poughkeepsie, as this really elite institution that was not for us. And what I see when I walk into the school, and I do really feel that our more senior teachers who've been there for a long time would say similarly, you walk in, you see an all hands on deck environment where everyone's working together to elevate our students and each other, regardless of socioeconomic status and other backgrounds. And, you know, I don't want to sound a little bit off the wall, but I almost, you know, we want to maintain and keep and elevate our academic reputation. And we're really proud of what we do academically without being this like elite institution.
Yeah.
But if you want to move to Poughkeepsie to be at our school, that's totally fine.
And that has been the case
yes.
for the year. So I want you to talk a little bit about some of the extracurricular activities that you have there, because I feel strongly that's what sets you apart, among many other things, mm-hmm. from other schools. So talk about those extracurricular activities and what they entail.
So what we do a lot of at our school is we do have connections with Star to Be Performing Arts, with Edge Athletics, and a bunch of other organizations in the area, including Forward Soccer, Stringendo, that's the strings company that's at our school as well. So there are plenty of things to do after school, including, of course, our after-school program, which, by the way, is available to children who don't go to our school. I think that in such a busy time, what I found has changed a lot since I started teaching is kids' lives outside of school have gotten so busy. So there are so many kids who are following their passions in organizations far and wide, whether it's, you know, doing a class at a local institution like the Artifact or going like an hour away to soccer practice. So we need to try to make the school day, yes, while it's still academic, providing opportunities there that are the kinds of engagements that they would also get in an extracurricular. So we make sure that kids are getting, full Spanish curriculum from pre-kindergarten to hopefully be close to bilingual by the time they finish with eighth grade, and all school activities where they're doing, crafts and inter-age groups and learning about using those skills, drama programs, drama projects, things like that.
So if I'm interested in finding out more about Poughkeepsie Day School, how would I do that?
It depends if you're someone with a kid or not with a kid. If you're with a kid and you're interested in what I firmly believe is the best education locally, you would go to our website, poughkeepsieday.org/inquiry, or just our website in general, and you would fill out an inquiry form to come and schedule a visit. We're a very friendly admissions director, Tammy Riley, will reach out to you. And if you are someone else who wants to just partner with us, learn more about the school, come for a tour, you could contact the main number of the school, or email me.
So it's PoughkeepsieDay.org. That's PoughkeepsieDay.org. Or the phone number is 845-462-7600, 845-462-7600. Info@PoughkeepsieDay.org, info@PoughkeepsieDay.org. Spiro, I want to thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the show. The clock is going to take us, but I feel like you and I could continue on for quite a bit more time, and I certainly would love to have you back on the show. But for any of our listeners that want to find out more information about Poughkeepsie Day, you can do so right on their website, PoughkeepsieDay.org, or go right to the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website. Go to our business directory, put in Poughkeepsie Day. They will be the first to come up. Before we take off, do you have any parting thoughts you want to share with our listeners?
My parting thoughts is I can speak to families who have big questions, who have a thirst for learning, who maybe aren't getting what they should be getting in their current environment. Give us a call. Email us.
Head of School for Poughkeepsie Day School, Spiro Goras. Thank you for joining us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, if you like what you heard on our show today and you want to learn more about either the Poughkeepsie Galleria or the Poughkeepsie Day School, all you need to do is visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.